Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.
Happy Valentine's Day. Jackie Greene has her Valentine's Day shirt on.
I am. It says love right across
my boob.
That's
really cute, though.
Thank you.
I know. I was on the air talking about Valentine's Day, and I get a text from you, and it said, oh, no, you're a Valentine's Day hater. I don't hate Valentine's Day. I think it's a wonderful day, but I get flustered sometimes. You know when people, like, go way too overboard with posting on Facebook on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I love it.
You do?
I love all the Valentine's posts.
Sometimes I'm like, I know you're not that happy.
Well, no, I know that. So yeah. I guess there's certain people that I'd be like, girl, not
gonna. Right.
But most people I'm like, I just don't know. I post on Valentine's Day, like pictures of me.
Yeah, but I don't feel like you go overboard with it.
Right.
I don't feel like you. Plus, you were like 2 days ahead of the curve. I saw your really cute picture you shared on Instagram.
Yeah, I shared it last night.
But you just shared a little thing that said my forever Valentine. People, like, go insane with this stuff.
No, they
like,
do a little naughty.
It's, like, worse than National Dog Day.
I hate when people get hyped, though, and hate on Valentine's Day. Made-up holiday. Here's the thing. It may be a made-up holiday, but we've been celebrating it for...
Forever.
Forever.
And you don't have to.
I'm sorry. What is Easter? The Easter Bunny? You think that wasn't made up?
Jackie, that's Christ being risen.
Really, the Easter Bunny was there when Christ was risen.
Okay, no, I get your
point.
That's
where I'm going with this.
That's what you're
saying. Easter is about Christ rising.
Right.
But we got all these atheists celebrating Easter with bunnies, acting like that ain't a made up holiday.
Oh my God, I had no idea the beef ran so deep.
Oh, that beef runs real deep.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Do you hate Santa too?
No, I love these holidays. People that bitch about the holidays.
Yes, they're on the other side.
Because they say this is made up, but then they want to celebrate the Easter Bunny.
Then they send their kid on an egg hunt in the backyard.
Exactly. Easter's not about that.
That is a really good point. I'm thinking to myself.
That's the only reason I get
hyped. Easter's a thing, but yes, you're right. Easter Bunny. Okay. I get it.
Damn bunny is
mopping up.
What does he have to do with Easter? Our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is great. So what would you get Jim for Valentine's Day?
I got him. Okay. This is going to seem excessive and weird, so I have to give you the backstory first.
Okay.
I had a really good month selling makeup, and I had a lot of extra income that I normally never have. And I never can get anything for Jim that's a surprise because he watches our bank account like a hawk.
Yeah.
So he knows if I buy him something, I have to pull out in cash and go buy it. And then it still feels like I'm spending his money.
Right.
I got him an Apple Watch.
You got him an Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I went crazy.
That's amazing. Have you given it to him yet?
Yeah.
Did he freak?
I think he was so shocked that he was like, oh, because he got me candy and flowers.
Those things are expensive as balls.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pricey.
Good for you, though.
And I just felt good, like, getting him something big that I know he didn't pay for.
Right.
None of this could be construed as being your income.
Right.
My income.
Oh, Jackie, that's awesome. I love it.
Cool.
Did you give it to him this morning?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yep. I woke up this morning so we're getting ready to go to Mexico on the 28th. And I went downstairs. I have like this vanity.
February?
Yeah, like 2 weeks from today.
For some reason, I thought it was in March or April.
No, 2 weeks from today, podcast will be off, just so you know. But I know. But I got down to my little beauty area where I get ready. I have like this vanity that I get ready at.
Do you sit on the ground in front of a mirror? That's what I do.
No, I used to back in the day, but I got my great-grandfather's, like, this desk thing that he made for my grandma. It's like a vanity.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So I sit there every day, and that's what I get ready at. I have a little stool, and on my stool today, Aaron, like, put all this stuff for vacation. It was, like suntan lotion, lip balm for me, like, just some candy. There was a little gift package for vacation, which is exciting, very sweet, and a really nice card. And I got him, so Aaron's a really big skier. Like, he loves to ski. So I got him a Warren Miller autobiography. Warren Miller creates all these skiing movies. Like, he's a very big deal in Aaron's world, and he died, like, 3 weeks ago. So Aaron's been Warren Miller obsessed. I bought him this book. Come to find out, he'd already read it.
Oh,
I know. I knew I was going the right direction.
Book,
I
read that.
Yeah, he's like, it's really good. I'll probably read it again. I go, okay, damn it. I suck. I was trying to explain that to somebody today, and they're like, you got him a picture book? I'm like, no, it's an autobiography, damn it.
Right.
I know. It's insane. But Valentine's Day is upon us. I feel like that used to be a really big thing when I was growing up.
Valentine's Day was big, not big in my house. Like, we didn't go all out.
Yeah.
But my dad always got me, my mom, my sister presents.
Oh, that's sweet.
one year he got us like Victoria's Secret used to sell purses, like little purses with perfume in them.
Right.
So he'd get us each a different kind and lay it out.
Aww.
You know. Or one year he got me and my sister each a big stuffed animal and candy. And, you know, it's
that's
just
adorable.
Every year he did.
Yeah.
So it's every year I look forward to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I just like it. I just like I've always liked it. So now
my parents
like
always
it.
Got me something when I was for Valentine's Day. I would wake up in the morning and their theme every year, which I'm kind of starting with my little Quinny, is pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
I always got pajamas for Valentine's Day. So I bought Quinn pajamas this week for Valentine's Day. She'll get a little bag with tissue paper later because she cares more about the tissue paper than the pajamas inside. But either way, very
she
exciting.
She doesn't even understand what she's doing.
She's doing this thing where she's like repeating me now and it's really cool. Like, no, it's real. I might play this video and see if I can actually get it to pick up on the microphone yesterday. And you're going to see like what an annoying parent I am. yesterday, this is kind of what we were doing.
Dada?
Yeah. I know. She'll do it.
Dada?
Wait for it.
What? Oh, big drool.
Hold on. It's almost done.
Dada? Dada.
Right?
It sounded like gaga, but
I know,
she was trying.
It was close.
She was going for
either
it.
Way, she's starting to, I know she doesn't know what she's saying, but she's starting
she's
to like mimic what I'm trying to
do. That's good. That's good.
It's really cool. And I'm like in love with Quinny doing this. Like I'm losing my mind
thing.
Over
it's
it.
The most fun thing.
But yeah. So anyway, Valentine's Day aside, have a wonderful Valentine's Day. If you're like Jackie and you're wearing your love shirt, send us
got
a picture.
Love shirt
you
on.
Look really cute today with that vest. I love it.
Thank you.
She got a leather vest with a hood over her love shirt with a little shoulder bearing.
Love
stylish
shirt.
Mama alert.
I
had this wild dream yesterday and I woke up from my nap going, oh my God, I've got to get Lori, the dream expert, back on the podcast.
We haven't had her on in over a year. It's been a while.
Was bananas. And I can't wait to hear what she says about it. And that's why I texted you yesterday. Think of a dream because I am so excited to hear what she has to say. You do?
I'm a little scared to hear what it means.
Okay. Well, we're going to get Lori on the phone. We've got Lori, the dream expert, on the phone. Lori Loewenberg. Lori, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. I'm so glad to have you back on. Jackie and I were talking about crazy dreams we've had. But before we get into that, it's Valentine's Day. If you don't know, I was reading, Lori, that you are now doing sex dreams on Ooh. Elite Daily.
Also on mandlow.com,
I
decode sex and relationship dreams.
Look at that.
I don't know if I'd want those decoded.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it does. When you find out what it means, it does kind of take the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Really? What kind of meaning are we talking about here?
Well, the thing about sex dreams is that they're rarely about a physical union you want, but more about a psychological union you need.
Right. Oh. I remember one time I had Lori on the show and I had a sex dream about Justin Timberlake. And the first thing she said was, you asked me what song comes to mind about Justin Timberlake. And I was like, oh, sexy back. And she's like, basically, I clearly wanted sexy back in my life.
It'd been a while for you, huh?
Yeah. Maybe at that time. God, that was like 3 years ago.
Oh, my God.
What have you been doing lately, though?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was just on Pickler and Ben.
What's that?
Which?
Oh, that's it.
That's
Kelly Pickler.
Kelly Pickler's new show.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
On CMT. Mm-hmm. And I've also been doing my pinup art, which has been very successful since I started it. And I started doing pinup art because my dreams told me to do so.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
I put my art aside like 18 years ago to build my career as a dream analyst, but my dreams kept nagging me that I needed to get back into my art. So I finally listened to them and I started painting again. And then within 2 years, I had a very successful pinup business where I paint you as a pinup.
Oh, that's cool.
Jackie, you would love this. You actually did like Jenna Jameson's pinup, didn't you?
I did.
Well,
yeah,
porn star Jenna Jameson.
That's correct.
Lori did a pinup of her, and it's like incredible.
That's so cool.
I know. Jackie is like all about it. You did the what is it? The strong women
the
thing.
Rosie the Riveter, but with a Wonder Woman corset. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So it's Valentine's Day. You do sex dream columns. So I want to know what you're doing for Valentine's Day, Lori.
Well, hubby and I are going to spend the day together. We're going to make brunch together. And then we're also going to make dinner and some kind of decadent dessert together as well.
Ooh. I feel like Lori has like the most fun life in the world. Are you still in Florida?
I'm still in Florida.
What's the weather?
I'm trying to get to LA, but yes.
You are?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I bet you would get so much business out there. You were on with Kelly and Ryan too, right?
Yes, I was just back in October.
So cool.
That's so cool.
I love it. All right. Lori, are you ready for my dream and ready to decode?
I'm sitting down I'm ready.
Okay. I'm a little nervous.
You are? Don't be nervous. So yesterday I took a nap. I was down for like an hour and a half, but I was in one of those dreams where it just felt so real and I was so hard asleep that I think I woke up a couple times and I fell back asleep and went into it. But the dream was that I was in this old house and the furniture was old. Everything looked like it would have been in my great grandparents' home, but it was like a mansion, this house was. There was like everything was marble and stuff from what I remember. And it was really weird because it was a haunted house that I was stuck in, but the people that were haunting the house were my dead relatives. It was like my cousin that had passed away was kind of haunting the house, and my uncle showed up and like told me not to worry, that nothing was going to happen. And then my great grandmother like wouldn't let me leave this house. It was terrifying. And then the end of the dream, my mom shows up and I'm telling her, you don't understand, Grandma Dot's here, Ryan's here, great grandma's here. I don't know what's going on right now. And they won't let me go. And she ended up getting me out of that house. But obviously these are people that I love and I miss. I don't know why they would scare me.
Okay. Well, let's roll up our sleeves and figure it out.
Okay.
All right. When we dream of ghosts and hauntings, it's usually because in real life, something is haunting us, meaning, you know, there's something that's bothering you, something you haven't been able to let go of.
Okay.
And that's why, as you were telling me your dream, you kept saying they wouldn't let you leave, which means there's something on your mind, some state of mind, something you can't move on from.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what that is.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is. I really don't. I feel like everything's really good now to the point where it terrifies me a little bit. And maybe that's it.
Okay.
Like I feel...
Do you like spend a lot of time thinking and worrying about this?
Yes. I spend an inadequate amount of time stressed about how wonderful... this sounds insane. And people... I know I'm crazy. Like I don't need people to send me emails to tell me that. I stress about things being so good that something might happen that is bad, and I worry about it all the time.
Okay, this could be it. You're haunting yourself,
right?
You know, your dream is kind of showing you you're crazy.
Yeah, no, I know I am.
And a very honest portrayal.
Yes,
I'm joking, of course. But
right.
Your mother, right?
Yeah,
she's the one that got you out at the end of the dream,
right?
Okay, that's significant. There's a reason why it's your mother.
Okay,
so first question. Is your mother in real life a calming force for you?
Yeah, kind of. She actually, my parents, now that we have Quinn, they move 15 minutes from me. I see them all the time. And I'm with her a lot more now than I think I ever have been. So for me, yeah, I mean, I'm with her all the time. She kind of is a calming force for me.
Have you talked to her about your troubles as far as, you know, feeling like something is about to go wrong because things are so right?
No, not really, because she'll just look at me and tell me I'm an idiot and I'm scared for no reason and stop doing that. She'll tell me to stop.
That's why it's your mother, because she represents the voice of reason.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes
more sense. And so your dream is telling you that part of you that is like your mother is what will help you move on and get out of this anxious mindset.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. What about the dead relatives in it?
Okay, so that's interesting. There's no issue with any of these people that have passed on?
No.
Okay. Usually when we have relatives in our dreams like this, that are for generations, Mm-hmm. You've got like three generations in this scene, right?
Yep.
Okay. It can be indicative of something that is inherited.
Okay.
Huh. So do you have anxiety that runs in your family?
No, not that I know of. Crazy runs in my family, but I don't know.
Well, that may be it.
Yeah.
That may be it, that you kind of inherited this mindset.
Yeah. And you know what? I wonder if some of this, because I think that side of me comes from my dad. My dad will wake himself up at night worried about things. And I tend to do that occasionally, too. I have a hard time sleeping through the night sometimes because I'll wake up and think, oh, my God, I can't forget to do that at work tomorrow. Oh, my God, Quinn's got to get to the doctor or whatever it is, when really I need to just let these things go.
Yeah. So right. It's genetic. It's inherited from your family.
Okay.
And that's why they're haunting you. They're the ones haunting you because.
Right. And it wasn't like they were mean. They just wouldn't let me out. Like, it was very strange. I don't know. It was like the house in my dream was a house that was from my childhood, but it wasn't the house from my childhood. You know what I mean?
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this personality trait of worry may have began in your childhood when you lived in that home.
That could be. That would actually make a lot of sense. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
I feel so much better about that. Usually I like when my dead relatives show up in my dreams. Do you ever have that happen, Jack?
I don't really have that many dead relatives.
No, I've had a lot of people pass away in my family. I think that's why they come back all the time. But I like it because sometimes if I feel like I'm talking to them, even though I know it's, you know, my subconscious, but I like it. Either way, I didn't like that yesterday.
It would upset me. I think it would upset me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like it.
No. Okay. Jackie says she has a dream too.
Mine's a little darker and I'm a little.
It's darker than mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to preface this. I have an unnatural fear of being attacked. I've never been attacked.
Okay. Yeah.
But I have constant anxiety when I'm alone of someone attacking me.
Okay.
Whether it's sexual assault, I don't know. I've never been attacked my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why I get these weird. What are they called? Unwanted thoughts or uncontrollable that just pop in your mind?
Yeah.
Of being attacked. Like someone's going to try to rape me or someone's going to try to hurt me.
Really?
All the time.
Okay.
And I don't know why I have that. And I'll go months and not have it. And then I'll have a spell where I have it all the time. Anyway, I recently had a dream about a week ago, actually. So it's weird that you brought this up, Rachel.
Yeah.
I was sleeping. And in the dream, I woke up and it felt so real. Like I was just in my bed like I normally would. And there was a man standing in my room. And he put his hand over my mouth and, like, went to go hit me. And then I woke up.
Hmm.
Oh, my gosh. What happened when you woke up?
I just started crying and then calmed down and went back to sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you it was dark.
Okay. When he put his hand over your mouth, when this whole dream was happening, do you recall feeling like you couldn't move or scream?
Yes. I felt panicky, like I couldn't breathe. And I was like, move, but I couldn't, and my heart, it was scary.
Okay, so let me tell you what that was. That wasn't exactly a dream. It was a physiological event called sleep paralysis, also known as the old hag syndrome. And it's not because you're an old hag.
I have old hag syndrome.
Because back in medieval times, this is actually a pretty common thing. I think everyone in their life experiences it at least once, some people more than others. And it's called the old hag syndrome because back in the day, that dark presence in your room, which you perceived as a man, a lot of people believed it was a witch.
Oh.
So here's what's going on. You get sleep paralysis when you don't get good enough sleep, when you're having a fitful night of sleep, when your sleep routine's messed up, when you just aren't getting good, solid sleep. And what happens is when we fall asleep and then we enter REM sleep, our brain releases a chemical that paralyzes our skeletal muscles so that we don't get up and act out our dream. It's a built-in safety mechanism. When we aren't getting good sleep or our night is full of fitful sleep, we'll start to wake up before our brain can catch up and reactivate our skeletal muscles. So we get briefly stuck in between sleep and awake. It's called hypnagogia. So you're still paralyzed from REM, but you're awake enough to know that you're in your bed, you're in your room, and it feels very real.
Yeah.
So you're in this in-between state, and in this state, the amygdala, which is the fear center of the brain, is highly active. So it's a very scary sensation. For some reason, one of the most common symptoms of this is the dark presence in the room. Some people think it's a ghost. Some think it's a witch. Some think it's an alien.
This is that common?
I get this all the time.
Yes.
I probably get this a couple times a month.
Wow.
I threw my iPad across the room and broke it. Because when I finally could move, this was not this past one, but the time it happened before.
Yeah.
I was so convinced someone was in the room about to hurt me that I threw the iPad like I was going to throw it at them, and it shattered. I broke it.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, I was that scared. I didn't even care because I was that scared that I was like, it took a good 10 minutes for Jim to convince me. No one was in the room. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I couldn't move. Someone was in the room.
Right. So this is that
it's very,
common.
Very real.
Wow.
And it is common. There's even a couple movies out about it. Oh. There's one on Netflix right now.
What's it called?
I can't think of the name of it, but
I'll Google it.
I'm sure you can find it. Yeah. So the deal is, it's perfectly harmless. And, you know, there's no one in the room. It is scary, but once you know what it is, the next time you have it, you're likely to have enough consciousness where you can remember, oh, this is sleep paralysis. And you can take advantage of it because it's actually a really way cool state of mind. You're asleep and you're awake at the exact same time.
Whoa.
You're in the dream state, but you're also conscious. So you can take advantage of it. You can ask that intruder a question like, who are you? What do you want? What are you trying to tell me? Or you can make yourself float up out of your bed. You know, have fun with it instead of being afraid of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, how do you dream? I can't even imagine what your dreams are like, Lori. Lori's like,
so
oh, I can't move.
I panicked when I have it. And it's like already feeding on that anxiety I have of that unnatural fear of getting attacked.
Okay, do this. Next time you get this experience, because this is an opportunity to talk to your subconscious mind and have a conversation with it while you're conscious. So next time this happens, ask whatever that presence is in the room, ask the question, why do I have this irrational fear? And see what kind of answer you get.
That's
you will get an answer.
Wow.
So you say you will get an answer if you say that.
You will get an answer.
That's so intriguing.
That's nuts.
I know,
like,
that
this
is.
This is so bad that one time we were playing a game at a party, and a bunch of Jim's friends and mine were there. We were sitting around, and we're asking, like, what are you most afraid of? And I went to go answer, and all at once, three friends go, like, in unison, said, she's afraid she's going to get raped.
And oh, my God.
How do you know that? And they go, because you talk about how scared you are getting attacked all the time.
Well, I mean, it sounds like this is something you can remedy as far as your dreams go. Lori, would you say, like, there is a way to make ourselves sleep well at night to not have these scary dreams?
Well, the main cause of scary dreams is that there's something going on in waking life that's troubling.
Right.
And so your dreams are trying to help you with that. So, you know, getting your life in order helps.
Right.
You know, handling the issues, not ignoring them and letting them prolong. You know,
right.
Taking care of things when they pop up. Mm-hmm. You know, a peaceful day will make for peaceful dreams.
Yeah.
But what you can do also is, you know, when you have, for example, a recurring nightmare or if you have trauma from the past that's causing recurring nightmares, you can start writing down the nightmare in as much detail as you can remember and then rewrite it. When you get to the end, keep writing how you would like to take control and change it because you're giving yourself the nightmare. It is a creation of your own mind.
Right.
So you can recreate it. You have every right to do that. And by doing that, you're kind of reprogramming your subconscious mind about the nightmare and retraining it so that next time you get it, it will change and eventually stop.
That's super cool. That's a really good idea. Okay, I have one that I have quite a bit, and I don't know if it's just because I'm so tired and I don't know what's happening, but sometimes when I lay down at night, I'll have only been sleeping for about a half hour. I'll have a dream I fell down a stair. I'll have a dream I fell off a curb, or I will have a dream where I trip and fall, and I will just pop awake like a crazy person.
I've had that too.
Right. Okay, and this is like about 30 minutes into sleep.
It's never like in the middle of the night.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this is called the hypnic jerk.
Okay, this is his name.
I get that all the time.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's common. It's also caused by not getting enough good, solid sleep.
Now, that's my life.
So what happens when the hypnic jerk happens, and your little dream, it's like a dreamlet. It's only like a few seconds.
Yes, like me falling off a curb. I don't know why I'm always tripping off curbs in my dream.
And there's not really a storyline. It's like your brain is filling in for the jerk.
Yes.
So the reason why this happens is because, again, not getting good enough sleep, fitful sleep.
Right.
And not having a smooth progress from the awake state to the alpha to going into all the different stages of sleep. And the thing about it is that falling asleep feels like falling, which is why we call it falling asleep.
It's okay.
Your muscle control relaxing. It's letting go of those, you know, all your muscles, and it feels like falling. So if you're not getting in good enough sleep, you're still a little too conscious for REM to start happening or delta sleep to start happening, and your fight or flight takes over. Oh, we're falling, and you jerk awake.
Okay, I guess that makes total sense. Absolutely. Yeah, that happens all the time. So to stop that, I just need to sleep better at night.
Yeah, have a sleep routine. Do this, go to bed at the same time every single night. Have a little routine that builds up to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, a warm bath. Mm-hmm. And keep your room cold. Don't, you know, look at your phone or your tablet right before bed.
That right.
keeps the brain stimulated longer than it should. And you know, no alcohol within a couple hours of sleep. That'll
oh boy. I feel like I never sleep well when I drink. Like, even if I have two glasses of wine, I feel like I never sleep well.
Yeah, well, that's really common. Alcohol will affect your sleep stages.
Yeah.
You'll go right into deep a lot sooner than you should, and then you'll wake up like an hour or two in and then have a hard time going back to sleep.
That is exactly what happens to me every time I drink.
Yeah.
Literally every time I drink. Well, Lori, thank you so, so much. And by the way, if you want to get a pinup done from Lori, I'm not kidding, Jackie, you would absolutely love this.
I know. I need to.
You would love it. Lori, where do they go? What's your website if you want to do some pinup artwork for someone?
It's really easy to remember. It's youasapinup.com. Y-O-U.
Okay.
Youasapinup.com.
And do you still have your dream books available?
Yes. You know what might be best is go to thedreamzone.com, like the
okay.
Twilight Zone, thedreamzone.com.
Okay.
All my dream sites are there, same with my pinup site.
Okay. And are you going to be on TV anytime soon so people listening to this can actually see you?
Well, the thing about TV is that they'll call me like 3 days beforehand, so I
okay.
never have much of a heads up.
All right. Okay. Well, where can we read your articles that you're doing then?
Well, my blog is mm-hmm. at thedreamzone.com. You can also go to mandlow.com and read my sex dream interpretations. And you can also just Google Lori Loewenberg, and all the articles I've been in are there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lori. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and tell your hubby he can now start your brunch.
Okay, I shall do that. Thank you, and sweet dreams.
Bye, Lori.
Bye, Lori.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God, I just love her.
Me too.
I'm
so glad
her.
That she, I was so scared when I told her that dream. She was going to tell me something like about
what?
Someone in my life that I'm scared is going to like hurt me or something.
No.
I don't know.
It's actually kind of a relief to hear that because
Ooh.
It's scary to wake up middle night, see somebody in your room, get the hell out of here. That's
yeah.
terrifying. But yeah, I just honestly, like I've been doing stuff with her for years. She used to be a regular like years
oh, yeah.
ago. But now I'm like obsessed with just talking to her on the podcast because I could listen to her talk all day.
Oh, yeah. And she had a good voice.
She's been on Susan. Steve Harvey. She was on Kelly and Ryan. She does a bunch of different stuff, but I just feel like she's freaky.
She'd be freaky.
She is freaky. You should see these pinups. People from around the nation send her pictures and have them be turned into a pinup with a photo of them.
Want to hear something fun?
What?
I've had that done of me.
You did? When?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now.
Is it a painting?
It's a drawing.
Is it? Oh, my God. So, so cool. But I see it. I'm like, oh, my God, these are so sexy. I love that she does this.
She's so sexy.
I know. But I always wonder, like, is that a weird gift to give somebody? Like, here's a pinup of me looking
not
a little slutty. Is it weird?
Husband.
I don't know. I'm always weird about the boudoir sessions, too. Like,
why?
I just always, I don't know.
You don't have to share them.
That's true. But, like, is he using it, like, you know?
Like, you know.
Like, like alone?
What's he using it for?
Right. Like, what's he going to do with it? Just going to stick it under his bed?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Clearly, I have questions about this, but like, yeah, if I give him a pinup of me drawn all curvy with my large breasts and a polka dot something, like
your large breasts.
Well, she always makes the boobs big. Lori always makes the boobs big, but
well,
I'm telling
pinup.
You as a pinup.com, it's
that's
so
the pinup
cute.
Life.
Yeah, do you have the pinup?
I'm freaking can't find it.
No?
It's in here, though, and I'm getting annoyed.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Either way, I'll find it in the
okay.
later.
Okay, so we're already a half hour in, which is crazy to believe.
My
but
God.
We have to play FMK, and I feel like we've been harping on the boys a lot, so let's switch it up into the girls.
I found it.
You found it? Oh, my God, Jackie, that's awesome.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, who did that for you?
Actually, I back when Mod Betty, who we've talked about before, she did our
photos.
Back when she first got running, she needed models just to put the pictures out there in her wardrobe collection.
Right.
And I got asked by a friend of hers to do it who also knew me. So I went and did it. And then years later, she was she had a friend doing those portraits that offered that. So she goes, oh, do one of my models.
Yeah.
And she posted online and then I messaged her. I go, oh, that's so cool. That's me.
That is really cool. Yeah, yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So for FMK, I thought we should do Rihanna, Beyonce,
ooh,
and Nicki Minaj.
The girls.
Yes. The girls. This is actually very hard for me because I'm obsessed with all three of these women.
Really?
Have you heard the new Rihanna song with NERD?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it.
No.
Oh my God, I love it. You don't
back
like
the
it?
F up, no.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Too rappy.
Oh, too rappy. I like rap music.
Oh,
okay, so you
I
do
hate that rap music.
You do FMK first, and I'm gonna pull this song up.
I have to go first.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm gonna marry Beyonce. That's not a tough
right.
choice.
I know she's a lady in the street, but a freak in the sheets.
Wait, I've got Beyonce, Rihanna. Who's my third?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki, you hook up with. Because she's crazy.
She would do stuff you would never even think of doing.
And then I'm going to kill Rihanna.
You're killing Rihanna?
Well, I don't have a choice. I have to pick one.
Okay, I think you're right. Absolutely. Let's see if I can get this to actually pull up.
People.
Here we go.
Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
Uh-oh, now I'm going to have to edit this.
Not because she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. This ain't a scrimmage.
This is so good. You really don't like it, huh?
No.
It's gonna. I'm telling you, this is the jam. All right, this is. I think I'm going to hook up with Rihanna and kill Nicki because I feel like Nicki could be like really annoying after a period of time.
Oh, yeah.
But Rihanna, homegirl, she is wild too. She's all about wearing those sheer shirts and showing her boobs and.
I like Rihanna. I just don't like anything she's come out with in the last like 2 years.
So you like old school Rihanna?
Yes. Like Umbrella?
S.O.S.
Yeah.
That was like her first
when
big one,
sang.
Wasn't it? Yes.
Well, Umbrella was big, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was like 2007, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy. I think S.O.S. was like 2 years before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. S.O.S. was like one of the first big ones, but I just think Rihanna is cool. I don't know why. I think she's dirty.
She makes me want to cut my hair short. I'll give her that.
She's stunning, too.
I want to cut my hair real, real short and top it all off.
Do you really?
Actually, that's a good topic. Real quick.
Yeah.
I put it on Facebook and immediately, not one woman responded, but all the men, don't cut it.
Everybody says
all
that.
All that made me want to do was go
is
shave
cut
my
it.
Head bald.
I shave your head bald.
I'm exaggerating.
Oh.
But I want to do the opposite.
Yeah. What kind of shortcut are you thinking?
Well, lucky for
like
you.
How, like Rihanna goes pretty damn short, girl.
Girl, that's what I want. I want to be
really?
Quicker.
Okay, so if you think Jackie should cut her hair short.
Everyone's going to say no.
No, I don't think so. Is that Ruby Rose?
No, it's just a girl on Instagram. But it looks like
Jackie, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
I think it's really cool. So if you can't see what
like
Jackie's got on her phone.
After of a similar.
Right. Is it shaved up on the sides?
I think it's shaved
and
up on the sides.
And then it's like long on one side? Is that long
yeah,
on one
it's
side?
It's the longer on one, kind of the Rihanna.
Yeah. That's ballsy, man. I don't know. I think I like it, though. I think that men are always going to say they don't like short hair on women.
They always say that.
They always
Why
say that.
That.
And the thing is, like, when you... Here's another topic. When you want to cut your hair, do you ask Jim about it?
No.
I don't ask Aaron either. Like, I don't even run that by him.
I get mad when people say to me, oh, does Jim like that? Jim likes me in a paper bag.
Right. He doesn't
Jim loves
care.
Me, and he thinks I look pretty either way. And that's
right.
what he always says.
I hate when
and
people say that.
He doesn't even give an inkling of thinking otherwise. Like, he always
right.
goes... Whoa, that was awesome.
Yeah.
No matter what I get
He's
done.
He's just supportive and a wonderful husband.
He likes me.
Yeah.
And he knows that I will wear my hair the way I want to. I'm actually worse with him than he is with me.
Really?
And I'm like, ooh, with your hair, you need to go higher on the. Don't look right.
Well, I shave Aaron's head in our bathroom downstairs, so Aaron's got not a lot of hair left. I don't complain about Aaron's hair, and he never seems to care what I wear or what my hair looks like. But honestly, Jack, I kind of think you should do that. Will you put that up on the Gray and Green page?
Yeah.
Because I want to see what women, I want actual women to comment on it. Sorry, boys, not anything against you, but we all know guys don't like short hair. Sorry.
Yeah, very few do.
Right. I don't know a single guy.
Here's the thing. I'm going to pull my hair down for you.
Okay, let me see. This is gutsy, Jack.
The longest it's ever been in my life.
Really?
My senior year.
It's just past your shoulders. Okay.
Yeah. Like my senior picture, it was around maybe an inch longer than this.
Right.
But not much. And it's down. It's about my collarbone. It's
yeah.
Hard to tell because it's all dirty and
right.
But
it doesn't look dirty.
It's all. It's very fine and thin.
Yeah.
So the bottom is just kind of see through.
Well, yeah, you have split ends.
Well, yeah. But that's the problem. Is if I cut off all the split ends, so
I
let
feel
it get
like
damaged,
it looks so
I'm gonna
healthy.
Have to go like middle of my neck. And the problem with going that is I hate
so
that length.
Cute. Why don't you? You do?
I hate on me this length. This
okay.
Jaw bob.
Okay.
So sick of the bob.
Yeah.
And I wore it when I was in nude.
Oh, you did have
so
a bob.
I'm kind of like, I don't know. I just want something cooler.
I just
cool.
feel like if anybody can pull off a short, buzzed up, but long on one side
I'm
hair,
so
you can.
I'm so nervous, though, to do it.
It's. Are you kidding? It's a lot of hair to cut off.
I know.
I don't know, though. I feel like you could pull it off just
fine. And
then,
fine. You know, people say, like my stylist said, well, you could go in stages.
That's what I'm short. Wondering.
Well,
why don't you start?
The problem with that is this. I said that once. Well, I cut it off to here, hated that length. Because I just don't like this length on me. Instead of just going, okay, let's just do it, I left it there and let it grow back out. So I'm like, if I cut it, I think I either need to go all or nothing. Cut it off or don't cut it off.
Because you won't gradually do it.
Exactly. I won't gradually do it.
You're not one of those people like will cry if your hair is not right,
no.
right? So many people do that.
Well, I don't know. I've never been that short. The shortest I've ever been is this long, like around my jaw in the front.
Yeah.
In the back, I wore it like.
You had it like.
Like Victoria
stacked.
Beckham.
Yeah, Victoria Beckham.
Like
that's
that real,
cute,
real
though.
Short in the back.
That's pretty cute, though. I like that, too. I feel like that style never gets old. It's like the Rachel from Friends. I love that style, even though it's 20 years old. I love the super over-the-top layered
mm-hmm.
look at the shoulder. I've always loved it.
It looks cool, and you can make it so much fuller and big.
Yes!
That's my thing.
I had that for years.
It's so fine. And
yeah. I hot rolled the crap out of my hair when
oh,
I had
too.
That,
I
and
love.
I love hot rollers. Oh, my
they're
girl.
My, they're my jam.
Girl. Did you see perms are back?
Yeah, and I'm into it.
Yeah, I like it, too!
I was listening to you guys talk about it, and Ken was acting like, that was from the 80s and 90s. That's
he doesn't
stupid.
Have any hair.
He doesn't know what he's
he
talking about.
No, that perm is what's up. I think it's cute.
Dude, I used to get my hair permed all the time.
You did?
Because it's so fine.
My
and
hair's actually kind of curly when it's
get
wet.
My aunt would call it a body wave.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd get just loose.
I like it, man.
Just so I can scrunch it like other girls.
Right.
Do.
I'm into it. I think the too. Scrunch is what's up. Okay.
I should get it chopped and then perm this so that way I can pull.
Oh, I don't know. That'd be a little bit too 80s.
Well, no. Like big rollers, so that way I just
oh,
have the
so
body.
You have like a, right.
So that
you
way
have like
when
a wave.
I crunch it, I have some wave.
Right.
That might be cool.
Girl. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Jackie, I want you to put that picture that you showed me because
yes.
that's a really hot picture.
That's
up on the Gray and Green Show Facebook page. Look for us there and let us know what you think. And like I said, guys, don't get on there and be like, ew, now I don't like it.
Right.
I want honest opinions from women, because guess what? Women dress up for other women. That's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care what dudes think.
Right. I never do.
Ooh, you're so cool, dude.
And there you have it. But yeah, let Jackie know what you think about the hair. She's going to put the picture up
I'll
on the Gray and Green
up.
Facebook page. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Also, make sure you check out Lori, the dream expert. It's thedreamzone.com. If you want to get her book, I have one. It decodes every dream. If you have a dream about a tornado, it'll tell you what it means, which is very, very cool. Thank you to Lori for being on the show with us today. I absolutely adore you. And I know she'll listen back to this, but you are the best. Jackie. Have a great Valentine's Day.
You
today.
Have a good Valentine's yes. Day, too.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Sounds so creepy.
I'm creepy.
Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.